This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Over a four-month period starting in January, more than 130,000 U.S. troops will return home from Iraq and Afghanistan, and nearly that many troops will rotate into those countries. One aspect of this huge logistical challenge for the military includes preparing to address the mental health needs of tens of thousands of returning soldiers. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
Research shows that the majority of servicemen and women who experience intense combat adjust well upon return. But for a minority, the horrors of a war zone can haunt with devastating consequences. Military mental health experts expect that the percentage of combat stress cases will be higher for Iraq veterans than for 1991 Gulf War veterans, 10% of whom returned psychologically damaged.
We are bracing for relatively large numbers who may require services to help them recover from the trauma of war.
Dr. Brett Litz is Associate Director of the National Center for Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder, or PTSD. Once considered largely a problem isolated to Vietnam veterans, PTSD is now a widely recognized mental health problem, not just for soldiers, but firemen, police, and others who've experienced trauma. Dr. Litz says the unique nature of the Iraq War, an intense ground assault followed by months of guerrilla fighting, will likely prove uniquely traumatizing for some service members.
Being exposed to guerrilla warfare, unpredictable violence, not having kind of a safe rear to go to, seeing the destruction that modern warfare may wrought on civilians may be particularly difficult to reconcile and recover from.
Those wounded in combat are especially at risk. Experts at Walter Reed Medical Center say between 10% and 15% of Iraq veterans treated this year for physical injuries also suffer from combat stress. Symptoms range from sleep problems and nightmares to anxiety, depression, and other difficulties. Dr. Charles Engel is director of Walter Reed's Deployment Health Clinical Center. Dr. Engel says they're seeing an increase in PTSD symptoms in soldiers after they leave the hospital and return home.
This is the dilemma, is how to provide an even level of care for people who have these sorts of needs. I think that we're not there yet, but I will also say that we're in a lot better position than we were in 1991. So we've really learned that we have to be about post-deployment care as well as pre- and during deployment care.
The Army says as of November, more than 500 soldiers have been sent home from Iraq after suffering some form of combat stress disorder. For the Iraq War, the military has added a comprehensive mental health survey for returning service members in an effort to flag problems. Dr. Litz says such early intervention is key.
Once they cross a threshold into chronicity, there's good evidence to suggest that they will remain chronic and resistant to treatment. They may not get the care that they need in their lifespan. And that takes a great toll on society in terms of costs, healthcare costs.
And the toll on them and their family.
Exactly.
While the Pentagon has improved planning and care for combat stress, some experts believe the case of Staff Sergeant George Andreas Pugani risks setting back years of military progress on the issue. The 32-year-old Army interrogator was attached to a special forces unit in Iraq. Just one day after arriving in the combat zone, Pugani saw the badly mangled corpse of an Iraqi. A few hours later, he says he became anxious and consumed by the grisly images. He told his superiors he wasn't fit for duty that day.
Due to the fact that I was throwing up, I was shaking, I couldn't focus.
Pugani's military record is stellar. He's had no disciplinary problems. Scared and uncertain just what was happening to him that day, Pugani says he asked for help.
My superior told me to pull my head out of my ass because I'm an E6 in the Army and I need to get with the program. And then I was given an opportunity to go think about what I had said over lunch. And if I was willing to drop the issue, they were willing to forget that I ever brought it up.
Soon after, Pugani was sent home to Fort Carson, Colorado, and charged with cowardice, an offense punishable by death. That charge was later reduced to the still serious charge of willful dereliction of duty. The Army declined to comment on his case. An Army psychologist later diagnosed Pugani's reaction as a panic attack, writing that his symptoms were consistent with a normal combat stress reaction. These days, Pugani's assigned to a cleaning detail at Fort Carson. He says he's shunned and ostracized by his fellow soldiers, and he can't wear his uniform off base. He's been stripped of his security clearance, and Pugani says his dignity and reputation.
It is disappointing, to say the least, to be labeled a coward in front of the entire country. Even if the charges get dismissed, this is a stigma and a label I'm going to have to carry around for the rest of my life. You know, one of the main reasons for me coming forward is because this is the wrong message we're sending to the troops. I didn't do anything wrong. I just don't understand how a medical condition or a medical problem can be treated with disciplinary action.
I want to stay in the Army, Pagani adds. I'm a good soldier. Psychologists fear that his case will deter other soldiers suffering from combat stress disorders from ever admitting they have a problem. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Washington.